Chof Aleph Amadei. Okay, so change. The din is he cannot write a get ben mechuba lekarka. What's wrong? So we discussed yesterday. The Yerushalmi says because you need dumi the sefer, and the Rashba thinks that that's very difficult. Dumi the sefer is only Ali ben Rabbi Yosef Lili, who says that bali chayim and oichlam is not acceptable because you need dumi the sefer. Sefer meaning parchment. And the Chachamim say the word sefer means sphere is vamadi also. So according to the Chachamim, the Rabbi Yosef Lili, how can you pasul mechuber because it's a lack of dumi the sefer? So the Rashba said because you need nesina. And it's not possible to do nesina on a dova mechuba lekarka. Fine. So the Mishnah says you're not allowed to write the mechuba lekarka. Ain't kas mechuba lekarka. Kas for mechuba tolshim b'chasma v'nasal al kosher. What do you mean? It's only lechatchida. You shouldn't write it by mechuba. But yeah, if you write it mechuba, it is good. What's going on? So the Gemara says the chastir. Amid reish ain't kas mechuba. So the Gemara says maybe it goes on the two parts of the get. There's a teifas and a teiref. You're not allowed to lechat. The teiref is the iker part of the get that's likul. The teifas is the part of the get that's really repetitious, and the get would have been kosher without that. You don't really need 12 lines in a get. You can give the whole story in 4 lines: the name of the husband, the name of the wife, the city, the date. You say haret megureshet men and teres lechaladam, and then the rest is really repetition. So that's the teifas. So maybe that's how you read the Mishnah. In case from the mechuba lekarka lechatchila, we don't even permit you to write the teifas from mechuba lekarka. What if b'diyevid you wrote the teifas from mechuba lekarka, and then you wrote the teiref b'tolush? So then it would be kosher. That's one way to read. Or the other way to read is the Mishnah goes like Reb Meir. Shaila, where the Mishnah goes like Reb Meir, goes like Reb Lozer. If you hold like Reb Meir, who holds edi chasima karsi, so the ikar of the get really is the chasima seredim. So lechatchila, we don't even permit you to write the first 12 lines b'mechuba lekarka, gzeira, shema, maybe the Edom will sign b'mechuba lekarka. That's the real psul deraisa, if the Edom sign b'mechuba lekarka. What if b'diyevet, kasva b'mechuba talsha v'chasma b'nasan lo, the way we have it in the Mishnah, v'chasma, as long as the chasim is b'tolush, then it'll be kosher. So the way we have the Mishnah, it goes like Rab Meir, that the rules that edi chasim akarasi, so lechatchila shouldn't even do ksiva saget b'mechuba, gzeira, Atu chasima, and b'diavad, if you did, that's a lachatchila derabbanon. Lachatchila derabbanon. It does make sense to have a lachatchila derais in a get. Tosis says, it makes sense to have a lachatchila derais in chalitza, in a mitzvah, dalad minim. Lachatchila should have eged, and b'diavad, it's good without eged. When it comes to mitzvahs, it's shach to talk about a mitzvah b'shleimus, a mitzvah shalom b'shleimus. When it comes to a get is a matir. So on the level of derais, there is no such thing as a lachatchila b'diavad. With the Rabbanan, you have a lechatchila. Lechatchila, you shouldn't do the mechubim, but you have it, it'll be kosher. Agzer the Rabbanan, fine. So that's the first half of the Mishnah. A beauty puzzle that should take sivasa v'chasimasa b'tolish. Beauty puzzles even b'diyevet. And Gemara says that's the loiker of Meir, the loiker of Lozer. According to Reb Meir, the iker of the ksivas I get really is the chasima. So in our Torah, you can write the whole get, the first 12 lines b'mechubim. With the Rabbanan, you shouldn't write lachatchila, but if you wrote the first 12 lines, b'mechuber, and then you were tolish it, and as long as the chasima was done b'tolish, it'll be kosher. That's the ratio of the Mishnah is Reb Meir, the simple reading. And Reb Yudah disagrees. According to Reb Lozer, the ikir is the first 12 lines. First 12 lines have to be b'tolish, and the chasima, b'chalav, there's no need for a chasima at all. So Reb Yudah represents a third sheet, the loike Reb Meir, the loike Reb Lozer. That's how the Gemara said earlier. Rabbi Yudah requires both ksiva and chasim. He holds eide chasim akarasi, but he holds you need the whole get should be written lishma, not just the 2 lines of the chasim. All the 14 lines have to be written lishma, and everything has to be betolish. Okay, Rabbi Yudah posel psanushite ashet ksivasa v'chasimasa betolish. But we don't pass like Rabbi Yudah, and we don't pass like Rabbi Meir either. The Gemara says on davdala d'manal. We pass like Rabbi Lozer. Ilchos Rabbi Lozer begin. Fine. Then goes in Umachlegs, Rabbi Yudah ben Meseira and the Chachamim. That's what we're up to now. We're starting the last line of Chav Beis Amidah. So Rabbi Yudah ben Meseira says, "Ein Kosvim, you're not allowed to write a get al Niyor HaMachuk." What does it mean? So it says on the side to look in the Tosfos, and our daf lo al Niyor HaMachuk and Chav Beis Amidah. So Tosfos refers you to Agmon Bava Basra. You can tell the difference between a thing that was erased once and a thing that was erased twice. So if you'll write, if you have a piece of paper where something was written on the bottom of the page and was erased, and now you're going to write the get, the first 12 lines of the get are going to be written on the R shelo nimchak, on fresh paper. And the chasim israelim is going to be on the yar mochuk. So we don't, that's a problem. If you'll do that, so someone may, the one to whom you're going to give the get, or the shtar, may erase the whole shtar, may erase the whole get, and rewrite all different texts. And then, at the end of the day, it'll, the text of the shtar with the chasim israelim will both be on the yard shenimchak pamachas. And it looked like it was all written al amachak. And the truth of the matter was, the top 12 lines were written on fresh paper, and the chasima was al amachak. So the Mishnah says you're not allowed to do that. And kaisvan on the orham mochak olal diftor mifneishu yochel lehizdaye. You're not allowed to have the eidim sign. Not only you're not allowed to lechatchila, even by the end of it'll be possible. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira thinks like Rabbi Meir. The Gemara says Rabbi Meir holds eidim chasima karsi. In order to be able to serve as a shtarkinyan, the mechanism whereby a shtarkinyan works is by my giving you a raya that we are married, by my giving you a raya, the house is yours, that accomplishes that the kinyan takes effect. So every shtarkinyan has to serve first as a shtar raya in order to be able to function as a shtarkinyan to accomplish the kinyan. In order to be able to serve as a shtar raya has to be muchach mitoichai. If it's yochel hizdayef, if you can erase something and and rewrite it, and no one will ever notice that anything was changed, so they cannot possibly serve as a shtar raya. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira thinks like Rabbi Meir, that Eide Chasim Bekarsi, so you can never write any shtar kinyan, a get, and a shtar kinyan cannot be written on a niyar when it's yochel hizdayef. Chachamim achshirim. So the Gemara says, man chachamim on the bottom line. Amar Rav Loza, the Amay Rav Loza was a student of Rabbi Yochanan in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Loza was an Amar from Eretz Yisrael. So the Talmud Bavli says, we heard that Rav Loza in Eretz Yisrael said, Rav Loza he. The Mishnah goes like the Tana Rav Loza. It's not, he says, the Mishnah goes like Rav Mi. It's not Rav Loza saying, the Mishnah follows my sheep. Rabbi Elazar is an Amayra. In Babel they didn't have smicha, so they're not called Rebbe. All the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael had smicha, the Amayra. So Rabbi Loza the Amayra says, the Mishnah goes like the Tana Rav Loza. The Amr Eidim Misira Karsi. If you hold Eidim Misira Karsi, you don't have to have Eidim Chasima. You don't need Eidim Chasima, so of course it doesn't have to be Sab Sheni Yochel Izdai. There's no need for Mukhach Mitocha. It's never going to be a Shtarai. If you don't have Eidim Chasima, of course it's not a Shtarai. So that's the Machloikas. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira thinks like Rabbi Meir that Shtar Kinyan has to be Mukhach Mitocha, has to be able to function as a shtar kinyan, has to first serve as a shtar raya. So if it's yochel hizdayef, it's not a shtar raya. And chachamim achshirim represents Rav Loza's opinion, and we pass on like Rav Loza. Fine. So now the Gemara has a machlekes hamaron. The Amar Rav Loza has another comment. Lehichshe Rav Loza the tane ela lealter. Avol mikan av asar yamim loy chashinan dim lahav beitno b'zayif esay. When the woman got divorced today, and she has, the husband gave her the get, and the whole get was written on such a background, on a diftero. Diftero, it's not fully treated like parchment yet. It's still half raw. And where it says, diftero is maliach, the kamiach, v'loyof, it's not fully treated. So it's still yochel hizdayef. So it cannot serve as a shtarai. But it can, but according to Rav Loza, it can serve as a shtar kinyan. Eidim misira karsi. It doesn't have to be able to serve as a shtarai. So what if the woman wants to remarry? So how is she going to prove? She has to bring Eidim Misira. So he says, Rav Loza says, Eidim Misira Karsi, Eidim Misira have to come the same day that she got divorced. She has to schlep Eidim Misira to a Bezin, and the Bezin should write her up to her. The Bezin should write, we were mekabeleidus of the two witnesses, and they told us the husband divorced her, duly divorced her, everything was done kedas v'kedin. So then they'll write her up to her. But let's say she'll wait 10 days or longer, and then she'll bring the Eidim to Bezin. The Eidim will testify that we were there, we watched the way the husband gave his wife a get. So that's a problem. The Eidim maybe weren't paying so much attention, and maybe they will have already forgotten. If 10 days go by, Chashin and Dim will have a Beit Tanoa, the Zayfa said. Maybe there was a Tanoa at the time of the get, that the get should only be valid if it snows within the next month. And maybe if 10 days go by, the Eidim won't remember the whole story. Maybe they'll only remember the basic part. Yeah, the husband divorced his wife. They may not remember the tonight. They'll come right away, the same day, the next day. Come to Bezin. They'll testify. So they say, we were there, the husband divorced his wife, and there was a tonight bedover. I look in the get. We'll see if there was a tonight. No, the get is the chyochel of his daif. So even though the get doesn't have any tonight, the Eidim Balped don't have any tonight, we're afraid maybe the Eidim forgot. And maybe it's in the interest of the woman. She wants to be divorced. And maybe she erased that part of the get, and she doctored it up, and now the get says, I'm divorcing you with no strings attached. Maybe there was a big string attached. Maybe there's a big rope attached that the get is only valid if it snows within the next 10 days, or if she gives him $100,000. So that's what Rav Lozer is concerned about. Rav Yechanan says, I don't think you have to be concerned. If the Yedim are going to remember that the husband divorced his wife, they'll remember also whether there was a Tanai or not. Even if the Yedim Asira only come to testify a month later, if there would have been Tanai, they would have remembered. Either the Yes going to remember or they're not going to remember. If they remember that the husband divorced his wife, so they will remember whether there was or there was not a Tanai. So we pass like our blows. Even 10 days later, we're not concerned. They should have taken a survey. Question of an umdana, how long can you rely on Edom? The Gemara in Ksuba is discussing, what if a guy's going to testify on something that happened 50 years ago? He's 65 years old, he remembers when he was 15 years old, there was a hijacking, there was a Geneva. So can you really rely on what he said for 50 years later? So the Gemara says yes. The Gemara says yes, but the question is all the details also. He's going to remember all the details too. So that's our Shabbos. So Rav Lozer is afraid that even 10 days later, they may just remember the outline, they may not remember any details. And Rav Yechanan says, 10 days later is okay. What about 10 years later? Will Rav Yechanan say that? I don't know. Maybe Rav Yechanan will agree with that Gemara in Ksuba, and maybe he'll only remember the general outline, may not remember all the details. Yeah, this is a serious question. How long can we rely on Edom? After enough time passes by, so all the stories change. And you become the hero of all of your stories. You become the center of attraction. Originally, I wasn't even there. But I heard the story so many times, I took it into myself that I was there. And I was the hero, and I was the center of the whole story. So that's after time goes by, so the memory plays games with people. So that's Rav Lozer's concerned after 10 days. Rabbi Yechanan, after 10 days, not concerned, but there must be a time limit for Rabbi Yechanan also. Okay. Now the Gemara has a strange, we're not sure what the next machlekes is. V'yomer Rav Lozer. Rav Lozer was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan. He has another machlekes, but his Rebbe Rabbi Yechanan, regarding Shitas Rav Lozer the Tano. L'ich she Rav Lozer ela begitin, avol b'shash taras loy. T'chsev l'satam b'chli cheres. The story near Yirmiyah is when he bought the field from his cousin in the city of Nassos. And the Rebbe Shlom told them he should write two documents, Sefer HaGodli, Sefer HaChosim, a get pasha, get mekusha, on a satam bichli cheres, you should place both of the shtoris, on a satem osam, on a sato osam, on a satam bichli cheres, leman yamdu yomim rabim, I think that's the Haftarah Parshas Bahar. So Rav Lozer says that the Tana Rav Lozer only allows Eidim Sira Karsi without Eidi Hasima by Gittin. But the Shar Shtar is Loi. Why? Because all other Shtari Mamin, Shtar Kinyan is only valid if it's Roy to serve as a Shtarai. And Rabbi Yechanan disagrees. I feel the b'shtaris. Not only does Rabbi Lozer hold that in Masira Karis and Get Isha, and Shar Shtaris also. I think, well, what does Rabbi Yechanan do with the pasuk? When it's satam b'chalicheres l'man yamnu yomim rabim, there was serving as a shtar kinyan. It says Sefer Hamikna. He was kind of the sada b'shtar. So why do you need l'man yamnu rabim? The answer is no. The Rabbanu Shlom told me it's a tayvah kamash v'lam. It can serve as a shtar kinyan. The Sefer Hamikna can serve as a shtar kinyan even if it's not roi lamad yomim rabim. Even if it's written aksav sheyochel his life, it'll still be good. But as an etzet toiva, the whole plan was, the Baruch Shalom says, buy the field, and it's a good investment because Bnei Yisrael will only be sitting in Golda's bubble for 70 years. And after the Golda is over, all the Jews who want to will be free to return to Eretz Yisrael. So hold on to the shtar. If you live so long, or your children or your grandchildren, they'll come back and they'll claim the field that you just bought now. So that was the Eitzit type of Kamashma. Rabbi Shalom said, not only should it serve as the Shtar Kinyan, the Sefer HaMikna, let it also serve as the Shtar Rai. But it doesn't mean like Rabbi Lozer understood the Tana Rabbi Lozer, that it's only valid as a Shtar Kinyan if it can serve as the Shtar Rai. So the Chara, this Machlaikas, Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Lozer, is identical with the Machlaikas HaMaroyim on Pei Vav HaMebeis. That's what Tosis asks. The Gemara Here, what does Tosis say here? On the first wide line in the Tosis. Tosis has narrow lines and medium-sized lines and very wide lines. So in the first very wide line in the Tosis, Avlo Bishtoris Lo, so Tosis says, V'yesh Mefarshim, what they say, V'hocha Ahrich Perusha, Pshat in the Machlek, the second Machlek, Zablaz Rabbi Yechon is like this. V'yesh Rabbi Loza Klaimer, Rabbi Loza Ari V'adai B'chol Ashtoris. The Tana Rabbi Loza says, Eidich Hasimah, Eidim Esirah Karasi, he himself says that Bein Begit and Bein Mishar Shtoris, that's how the Gemara said Peivavam and Beis, based on the Mishnah Peivavam and Aleph. That he says that the Goyvim and Achasim Mishubadim, and the Gemara understood that to mean that Rabbi Loza Shita applies not only to Gedisha, even applies to Ishtar Havoy vis-a-vis Shiv and Achasim. That's Shtari Mami. Plumber Rabbi Loza, the Tana himself, Vadai Bechol Ashtoris. Ayri Vadai Bechol Ashtoris. So what does Rabbi Loza say? L'hichsha Rabbi Loza Ela Begitin? No, the Hirsha means Haina Dolasvir Le Kabase. We only paskin halfway, like Rav Loza Shita. The Hirsha Dolasvir Le Kabase, Ela Begitin, Ela Bishar. Kidi Amarab, Vivar Kabase, Daf Peivav, Halach Rav Loza Begitin. And for Shasin, the Rav Loza himself, the Tan himself, Ari, Af Bishar Shtoris. Rav Loza, the Tan himself says, Be Begitin, Be Bishar Shtoris, Eide Mesira Karsi. The Rav Sabah Le Kabase, Bechod, the Palagale Bechod. That's the Gemara Peivav and Mavais. And Rabbi Yochanan and our Gemara disagrees, and he says, no, we should pass on like Rabbi Lozer all the way. In other words, Tosis now is saying, the machlekes, the second machlekes between Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Yochanan is not a machlekes. What did the Tana Rabbi Lozer say? The Tana Rabbi Lozer, we know what he said. Rabbi Lozer tartikoma. He says, both by Gittin and Bishar Shtori Kinyan, Eidim Mesira Karasi. The machlekes, Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Yochanan is, should we make a compromise in the Pesach and only pass like a Tana Rav Lozer begitin? But Bishar Shtoris, we should say, since it can't serve as a Shtaraya, cannot even serve as a Shtakinyan? Or should we say no, he passed like Rav Lozer all the way? So Tosis doesn't like this Yesh Mefarshim. These are Yesh Mefarshim, the Yud Mem. So Tosis says, Ve'ina Nira. They don't think that that shot is correct. In Kain, Havla the Min Kad Hocho, Kelishtan the Nakad Rav Lozer Gufa the Perik Basra. What is the lashon that the Gemara says there? Here the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Lozer, Hichshar Rabbi Lozer Ela Begitin Avu B'Shar Shtaros Loi." No, he should have said, "Loi Kaimalan Rabbi Lozer Ela Begitin Avu B'Shar Shtaros Loi." Not he's putting into Rabbi Lozer's mouth. No, he just said Rabbi Lozer himself does not distinguish. Ein Chilik Ben Davi Shach Des Dagdan Yach Beri Sili Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Lozer himself does not distinguish. The Machlekes Amoraim is, do we paskin all the way like Rabbi Lozer? Do we only make a compromise? We paskin halfway like Rabbi Lozer. That's how it says on Pei Vav. So here the Loshen doesn't sound like that. So that's a Tosis Tanya. Vein and Nira, this Yesh Mefarshim doesn't seem to be correct. The Imkain Havala the Minkar Hacha Kelishnum Daka Rab Loza Gufa Perk Vasa. Halachi Rab Loza Begitin. Halachi Rab Loza Begitin. Not Layom, Lahichsha Rab Loza Rela Begitin. Say, I only pass on like Rab Loza Begitin. Kev Nach Shmait and Perk Vasa in Yenechad Hu. If it's the same issue, whether we pass on like Rab Loza all the way, we only make a compromise. But oh, why didn't they quote this Machlekes Rav Lozer Rav Yechanan Daf Peivav on the base? When they're lining up all the opinions, who paskins always like Rav Lozer? Who paskins only sometimes like Rav Lozer? So what? Havelei Lasuri Hashem Plotag Rav Yechanan Rav Lozer Deocha. They should have quoted this Machlekes Amar, right? Va'od another kasha. Our Gemara asks a kasha on Rav Yechanan. How can Rav Yechanan say that a shtar be'edim misira is good, even b'shtari mamin? I what he did with the pasuk leman yamdu yomim rabim. So what are they picking on Rabbi Yechanan for? But Rabbi Lozer tartikoma, the Tan himself for sure says edim misira karsa bein begit bein mishar. So ask on the Tan Rabbi Lozer. What are you asking on Rabbi Yechanan? Rabbi Yechanan only has a machlokes with Rabbi Lozer. Halacha lemaisa, should we paskin all the way like the Tan Rabbi Lozer? Should we only paskin partially? But Rabbi Lozer himself, the Tan himself, Yeshua says Tarti Kama. He himself, Yeshua says that Eidim Misira Karis, even by Shtori Mom. Say, ask on the Tana. Why do you ask on Rabbi Yechanan? Go to my parach, Rabbi Yechanan. Why do they ask on Rabbi Yechanan from the Paschal Man Yamdi Yomim Rabbim? The Kulim have a little bit. You should ask, Bein the Rabbi Yechanan, Bein the Rabbi Lozer. The Kulim Adi Rabbi Lozer, the Pali Ben Gittin, the Shtoris. The Tana himself, Rabbi Lozer, holds Bein Gittin, Bein Mishar Shtoris, he holds Eidim Misira Karis. So why don't you ask on the Tana? So that's why Tosis rejects this Yesh Mefarshim. That's the easiest pshat in the Gemara. The Yesh Mefarshim is the easiest pshat. That the Machlokes Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Yechanan over here is identical with the Machlokes Amoraim on Pei Vav and Mebeis. So So Taisus rejected it. They're not happy with it. So what is the machlekes hamarim? What are they fighting about? So what does Taisus say? The beginning of the Taisus. So first they quote Rashi. Rashi is tamua. Rashi is not to be understood. Taisus on the bottom of Amud Aleph picks on half of the Rashi, and the Taisus on the top of Amud Beis picks on the other half of the Rashi. Is there very difficult? Pirush bekunches. By story mom with the kaimi the gulvain of dumma la mapa glads man rocha yishku chayda mesiris ha-dover samchina neida chasimba vuhu mizayef ksav elyon. He'll rewrite, he'll erase everything in the first 12 lines, write whatever he pleases, and the chas made him a bim kaimai, and it looks as if the whole thing was written on in the Or HaMochin. So this is Rashi is tamua perusha doch glama yeshlan litis gusma chayda chasimba dabish yachin lezayef. Why should anybody make such a mistake? So tell it what Rashi says. So therefore, we don't understand. Rashi Tosis on the bottom of Amud Aleph has also tell and Rashi. Rashi is very shvarim. So Tosis wants to give shot. Near the re, time of Mishum Zeres Hakasavu. Now we're afraid that Kilkel is going to come out. No, not a Kilkel. Near the re, Ramea holds Edichasim Akarasi. Ramea holds how does the Shtakinya work? The mechanism, how it works, is by giving a riot to the other person that the house belongs to him. That causes that the house belongs to him. So it has to be leman yam the yam ram. It has to be muchach mitoicha. If his shtar kinyan is not muchach mitoicha and it cannot serve as a shtar raya, so it doesn't work as a shtar kinyan. That's the mechanism of every shtar kinyan. By giving you a shtar raya that the house is yours, that the kiddushin took effect, that the gerushin took effect, so that causes it to take effect. So that's what the reason. The reason why Reb Meir insists on Edi Chasima because there is Hakasluhu. The Lamachshid B'Sharista Afilu Yat Bin Roy Lamed Yomim Rami. The Shtar Kinyan only works if it serves as a Shtar Rai. Fine. So that's what the Gemara says here. Reb Loza Shita that you can have a get that will serve as a Shtar Kinyan, which will not be able to serve as a Shtar Rai. You have no Edi Chasim at all. That's only by get. But Rab Loza would never say it by shtari moment, because the Abizir is Hakoso, the man yam the Amiraman. A shtari moment is can only serve as the shtar kinyan if it can also serve as the shtar raya. If it's Yochel is life, won't serve as the shtar raya, cannot serve as the shtar kinyan. In other words, Rab Loza holds like Rab Meir. The shtari moment. Rab Loza only developed the shita by getish. That's why he says, Edi Chasim, Edi Mesira Karsi. Karsi means what makes the creases. What is the Edi Mesira Karsi? Should it say Edim Mesira Osim Esakinyan by all Shtari Kinyan? So the answer is according to Rab Loza, because the Tana Rab Loza only said it by get, by Shtari Mammon. Shtari Mammon. It's important what the by getisha. You also need a raya, but it's not as important by getisha as it is by Shtari Mammon. A Shtari Mammon that's not Eimed Leraya cannot even serve as a Shtari Kinyan. That's Rab Meir Shita. So now Rab Loza the Amora says that the Tana Rab Loza agrees with Rab Meir Bishtari Mammon. He only disagrees with Rab Meir and Getisha. And Rabbi Yechanan disagrees, so what does he say? Rabbi Yechanan, I feel the Bishtaris. Why? Why does Rabbi Yechanan say that even Bishtari Mammon, it's also acceptable, even though it's Yochel, his dive is not Muchach Mitoichai? So Taisus has two pshatim. So the Pasha pshat is because you don't need Laman Yamnu Yamim Rabbim. What's the problem? A Shtar Kinyan Lechud and a Shtar Rai is Lechud. They're two different Shtaris. That's the Pashtus. So that's the second shot that the Rav Yishlema. The second shot. Yeah. The first shot that Taisa gives is Rav Yechanan Ma'afilu B'shtaros Rav Yechanan L'tameh D'omar Asar Yalim Mitka T'chiri. Very strange. Rav Yechanan disagrees. Rav Yechanan also agrees with Rav Loza the Amora that the Tana Rav Loza in Shtori Mamin will only declare that it can serve as a shtar kinyan if it could possibly lead up to serve as a shtar raya, if it can be good for raya. But Rav Yechanan goes lishitoso, so it can serve as a shtar raya. But it's not going to serve as a shtar raya. The Eidim Baal Peh will remember, but the shtar is not a shtar raya. So I say Yochel his diet. So this whole discussion, what Taisa says here. So this does not appear in the Taisvi HaRosh. It doesn't appear the way Taisus says it. Yeah, it's very difficult what Taisus says. How does it do with Shitasa? How is that the man Yamdi Yami Rabim? The shtar is not a shtar, right? The Eidim Balpel will remember. Very difficult. Oy de shlem de daf ke git in kamera bi khana ara sa yam de khira de shtars she shrot tnaim lo de khiri de daf ke le yalt mach she rab lazer ab yakhna himself would not allow it afi de mikan va ara sa yam de where do you have the man de yam yam de rabbi de ash de parach shap ha bin ray lam de yam ram afi le yalt ray la hashe not only in another 10 years no good, even in 10 days it'll be no good. So the Gemara only answers, it's an answer to Tosafot Mashlam. The way Tosafot presents it is very shver, very unclear. Then what does Tosafot say? It's very shver. Im Taimar, the Rablozer, the Amar Avul Bishtaris Loi, Rablozer claims that according to the Tana Rablozer, Eidim is Sira Karsi is only by Get. By Shtori Momen, it doesn't work. But it says the Farish and the Mishnah and Pevav. Maishnam Ein Olav Eidim. Ein Olav Eidim also cannot serve as a shtar. It's not per Basar Pevav and Abdur Ablozer. Godim Nechasim Shibadim the Hainu the Shar Shtaris. Can appear as big countries over there. Rashi over there quotes from the Gemara Pevav on the base and it says the Farish. Ablozer Tati Kamar. Ablozer says the Farish and the Mishnah Eidim Isira Karsi. They begin to make Mishar Shtaris. So how can the Amoira Ablozer say according to the Tanim Ablozer that he didn't say Bishar Shtoris? What's going on over here? So what does Tosafot say? Yeshloim, the shiny Ein Olav Eidim, funny answer. Ein Olav Eidim came because of Adav Hashem Yochel Zayev. Eidim, I came to the Olam. Yeah. Well, I'm Zayev from Shem Dabah Yindiker. That's better. But if he wrote Aksab Shiochel Zayev, then it's worse. Very Deichik. Very Deichik answer what they give. Then they say Yeshlam, and then they give another pshat. Very pelodic. All of this is missing in the Tosafot HaRosh. All the parts of the Tosafot that don't make any sense don't say in the Tosafot HaRosh. The Tosafot HaRosh has only the parts that do make sense. Must have been added late. Must have been added by a later Bava Tosafot. What did Tosafot come up with the pshat? This Goshver Yeshlam, but the Hadikam Hocha of the Shtoris Lahanimid the Shtori Raya. The Amora Rav Lozer says the Tana Rav Lozer only says it Eidim Sira Karsi in Gittin Avul Bishar Shtar Esla, it means Bishtari Raya, it's no good. And Rabbi Yechanan disagrees. How do you finish the paragraph? And Rabbi Yechanan disagrees. Rabbi Yechanan holds it even in Shtari Raya. Also the Tana Rav Lozer will say Eidim Sira Karsi, it's impossible. How can say Eidim Sira Karsi in Shtari Raya? It doesn't make any sense at all. It's impossible. They don't finish off. Yeshlamet, how to come half of the stars, I mean, the star on the Laraya, the star mechem, Aton, Shasalik Nizbo, Avikamo Gito. So the whole machlekes Rav Lozer, Rav Yechon, is by Shtari Raya. Rav Yechon holds by Shtari Raya, the Tana Rav Lozer says, Eidim Mesira Karsi. How can it be? There is no, I can't say Eidim Mesira Karsi by Shtari Raya. It doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense. The only thing that makes sense is Yesh Mefarshim. And then Tais is not happy with the Yesh Mefarshim. How come the Gemara didn't quote Rav Yechon Rav Lozer on that favor? If you're not happy with that, the rest should be much less happy with the rest of what this is. Very shver. These are very shver tests. I seem to remember there's a Pnei Yeshua somewhere where he pours his heart out against this tesis. I have a chance it's not on our daf. Maybe it's on Pevav and Mebeis. Maybe it's not in Chelek Beis or the Pnei Yeshua. Maybe it's in Chelek Gimel by the Hashmatas there. I don't remember. But I think he's very unhappy about this. How can you say it's a Machleg Zab Lazer and Rabbi Yechanan? Whether Rav Lozer would apply his rule by Shtari Raya. By Shtari Raya, no one holds. It's impossible to say Eidim Mesira Karsi. Shtari Raya has to be Mucha Mitoicha. How can you say Eidim Mesira Karsi? Very shver tesis, this whole tesis.
Maybe Eidim Mesira is just making a shtar.
Making
it a shtar, and they'll be the Raya themselves.
But
we want evidence. Not the
shtar
is going to be
the Raya. The Eidim will give evidence, yeah. Okay. So then Rav Lozer is right. Lahichshir, the Amor Rav Lozer says Rav Lozer the Tana only said Eidim Mesira Karsi by Shtori Kinyan. He never said it by Shtori Raya. Maskim. So what does Rav Yechanan disagree? Maskim that you can't say Eidim Mesira Karsi by Shtori Raya. If the Eidim Mesira will come Baal Peh and they'll testify, that'll be Eidim Baal Peh, but it won't make it into a Shtori Raya. Taisus presents it as if it's a machlekes whether by shtori raya. What would Rav Lozer say? It can't be a machlekes by shtori. Everybody agrees that eri chasima make it into a shtori raya. It'll be a raya bal peh, but it won't be a shtori raya. This Taisus is very shver. The Taisus by Rosh is much shorter, and everything there does make sense. And everything that was added here does not. I don't know what it means. I don't know. It's very shver Taisus. Okay. Let's go to an easier topic. Let's see. The two Mishnayos in the Rahakok Shem Lichta V'Saget. Everybody and anybody can write a get. I feel the cherish out to the cotton. Ala Bardas. Is an Isha Kasha to write a get? See, that's the first question. Is an Isha Kasha to write a get? Says Isha, even the wife herself can write her own get. The husband has to authorize the right, the wife. Isha Kasev says Gita. The wife can write her own get if the husband authorizes her. She's a sofaret. That's what she does for a living. She's a sofaret. A sofaret is possible to write her Torah Tefillin and Mezuzah. That's a memhei on the base, because you need a ukshartam leos lechsaftam al mezuzah b'sefer sherecha. So the one learns that from the smichas apsukim, the darshan smuchim lechumish dvar. Mishayesh b'mikshir, yesh b'miksiva. So Isha, who's not mechuyev in tefillin, is possible for writing sefer Torah Tefillin and Mezuzah. But there's no hekdesh b'ksiva saget. Anisha can write even if all the get needs tagim and the get needs a mukav gvil, but there's no requirement of a bark shira. Anisha can write a get.
The Gemara says Eitz Tovah Hamash Malon.
Yes.
How come Rav Elazar had to put Eliezer or whatever was having to sag in Eitz Tovah Hamash Malon according to Tosos of Shayyim didn't get.
Taisus claims that he never made a takana, that he just gave a recommendation, the same recommendation that the Navi was given.
Why is he to repeat it if the Navi already...
Some people listen to the rabbis more than to the prophets. They don't know Tanakh. In some yeshivas, they don't know Tanakh. But if a Tana tells you something, you listen. So the Tana gave an Eitz Tov, you should write it down. You should have a Shtar Raya. Yes, so the Mishnah says, Hakot Shem Lichtov Zaget, even a Cherishet to be caught in Kevrayde Get. Yeah, the Shaila is a Get has to be written, Lishma, and Lishma means you have to have in mind, Cherishet to be caught in Allah B'nei Den, in a second they write Lishma. So Rashi learns, Rashi and Tesla, that was the Gemara's Kashi. But Allah B'nei Den, you know, how can you say that he wrote it Lishma? So the Gemara gives three answers to the question. So the first answer is, Amra Funeh, Behu Shahoy, Yigodol Amr Al Gabov. A Cherishet to be caught in is only good for Ksivas Aget if you have a Godel Oymed Al Gabov. And how does that help? How does it make it any better if you have a Godel Oymed Al Gabov? So here there are two pshatim. So Rashi and Tosfos on the Daf learn the Godel Oymed Al Gabov is Malamdo. He keeps on teaching him, he keeps on reviewing with him, he keeps on explaining to him that you have to write the Get Lishma. So if the little kid before Bar Mitzvah is doing the Ksivas Aget under the guidance of an adult who's passed Bar Mitzvah, and they're explaining to him that you have to write the Shmo. So even though he's a Labadas, so let's say you have a cotton, a Cherishot, the cotton will make Kinyonim, and you'll have a God Laim and Al Gabo. So you say that it's good, the cotton will be Kaddish and Isha. And they'll explain to the cotton it's a good Shidduch, and the girl's father has a lot of money, and he's going to support you to learn in Yeshiva another 25 years. So a God Laim and Al Gabo is going to make it good for Kiddushin. So Tosfos asked that question in Chulin, and the first parak here. Tosfos refers you to the Gemara Chulin. Why is it, what's it doing in Chulin? What's it doing in Chulin? So Taisus quotes the whole Gemara from Chulin. This long Taisus on the back. Taisus quotes the whole Gemara Perakam in the Chulin. Daf Yud Beis and Beis. The Mishnah says that a Cheru Shot V'Kotten Sheshochtu. If a Goy Shecht, it's not a good Shechita. Shechita Sakum is Nevel. If a Jew Shechts properly, it's a good Shechita. A Goy Shechts, even if he Shechts properly, it's not an acceptable Shechita. What if the Jew did the Shechita as a Cheru Shot V'Kotten? So strictly speaking, the Shechita is good. He's Jewish. But he has no nemunas to say that he did a good Shechita. If the Shechit is an adult who's after Bar Mitzvah, so then the Shechit has no nemunas to say, I shechted it properly, this is kosher, and this one I slipped, and this was an Avela, and this one has a trefus, don't eat this, don't eat that, and this one you may eat. So if it's a Shechit who's a godel after Bar Mitzvah, he has nemunas. But if it's a Cherishot to be caught, and fine, the Shechita is good, but he doesn't have nemunas. So the Mishnah says, Cherishot v'kotten sheshochtu v'acherim on the malgabam, if there are other people standing by and watching, and the acherim are adults who have nemunas b'yisurim, medech nemunas b'yisurim, so then we can eat from the shechitas Cherishot v'kotten. So the Gemara says in Chulin on Daf Yud Beis and the Beis that there is a machlekes hatanoim, machlekes Rav Nosson in the Chachamim, whether shechita needs kavana or shechita ain't a tzvicha kavana. Same machlekes by tefillah and a mikveh. There is a machlekes hatanoim whether mitzvah tzvichas kavana, mitzvah ain't tzvichas kavana. That's if you're performing a mitzvah and you didn't have kavana latzis. A guy's practicing, so he's shaking the lulav and the esrog, and then later on in the day, it turns out that he doesn't have a lulav and the esrog. So do you say that he was yotze b'dieved with the shaking that he did in the morning, even though he didn't have a mind to be yotze? You're yotze the mitzvah even without kavanah. Or do you say, no, mitzvah sichas kavanah. Since you didn't have kavanah in the morning, you have to go shake a lulav again, having a mind to fulfill the mitzvah. So that's a machlekes tanoim, and a machlekes amarayim, and a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch, had a paskin. There are three opinions, had a paskin. Yes, no, maybe. Yes, no. Yes, no. Or there's a third sheet of mitzvahs that rise to tzichas kavana. Not really, maybe. One sheet of mitzvahs, tzichas kavana. One sheet of mitzvahs, tzichas kavana. A third sheet of the radvaz, mitzvahs that rise to tzichas kavana, mitzvahs that rabbanon, and tzichas kavana. That's based on the Ramban. Ramban in Brochus, on the bottom of the Rif, the Mechames, learns Pshat in the Gemara like that. That how much of Kriya Shema is deraisa? The requirement to recite Kriya Shema every day, B'shach B'chukumecho, is a din deraisa. So how much of Kriya Shema is deraisa? Ramban claims only Pasuk Rishon. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And the rest is all Midirabban. Where does he get it from? Because the Gemara says, Ad kan Kavanas Alev. You only have to have Kavanas Pirush Amilus and the first Pasuk, and the rest you don't need Kavanas Pirush Amilus. How come? Why a compromise between the Pasuk Rishon and the rest? So the Ramban interprets because Pasuk Rishon is deraisa and mitzvah tzvichas kavana. And not only do you need kavana lotzeis, idei chayvus ha-mitzvah, you need kavanas pirush ha-milus. And the rest of the Kriya Shema is only the Rabbanon, and by mitzvahs the Rabbanon we pass mitzvahs ain't tzvichas kavana. And not only do you not need kavana lotzeis, you don't need kavana for the pirush ha-milus either. Other Rishonim disagree. They say, what is he mixing together two different things? One is the topic of kavana lotzeis, and one is the topic of kavanas pirush ha-milus. You can all mitzvah tzichas kavana, but you don't need kavanas pirush ha-milus. You can all mitzvah tzichas kavana, but you still need kavanas pirush ha-milus. What's the connection? So the Ramban writes, and don't give me that sophisticated chilik. Tzvei dinim. There are two different halachas over here. That one is kavanas pirush ha-milus, one is kavanas. No, it's all totally zebizeh. If you need kavana lotzis, then you need kavanas pirush ha-milus. If you don't need kavana lotzis, then you don't need kavanas pirush ha-milus. So that's one topic. That appears in Brachas and in Psachim and in Megillah and different Mesichtas. Machlekes where the mitzvah sichas kavana, mitzvah sichas kavana. Here in Chulin on Daf Yud Beis, the Pashtus says that it's an unrelated machlekes. Machlekes Rav Nosson and the Chachamim, machlekes Atanoim, only by two cases, by Shechita and by Tefillah and a Mikveh. It's not a question of a mitzvah. The Pashtus says there's no mitzvah to Shechta Be'ema. The Rambam counts it as a mitzvah. Mitzvah lishchot. So the Rabbit is masik on the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvah. What is a mitzvah to shech the Behema? Once a day, every day, is a shech the Behema. Remember, Rav Soloveitchik, when he was talking about this, he finds it hard to believe that the shochet in Iowa, who shechts 100 behemoths all day long, he's fulfilling 100 mitzvahs. Nah, he's not fulfilling any mitzvah. We're sitting and learning. We're doing. He's not doing it. He does it for a living. He didn't think that's a mitzvah. So what's with this Ramam? The Ramam, the Rabbit asks on the Ramam, what's a mitzvah to shech behemoths? So the Pashta says the Ramam didn't mean it either. The Ramam just meant it's an iser aseh. If you're interested in eating flesh, you have to see to it that it's geshochten in advance. You're not allowed to eat from meinas vucha, but it's not that it's a mitzvah to shech the behemoth. So there's a machlekes hatanoim, Rav Nosson and Chachamim, with a shechita tzicha kavana on that. It's not a machlekes how you yotze the mitzvah of shechita if you didn't have kavana. There is no mitzvah of shechita. Or when you tovel in a mikveh, you become tohar. Is it necessary that tvila tzicha kavana? When you tovel in the mikveh, you have to have kavana to be tovel. Or is it not necessary to have kavana when you tovel in a mikveh? So we paskin it. So the Gemara says shmamin off in the opening Mishnah in Chulin that says chayru shotin katan sheshachtu v'chayrim roim oisam, others are watching when they shechten. The chayru shotin katan is not neman b'isur. Edechon Amisam doesn't apply to Cherushat to be caught. They can have hallucinations. They can make up stories. Allah b'nei das. But if you have an adult watching, when the kid did the shechita and the adult says he did the shechita properly, so the adult is Neman. So the Gemara says, but how is the shechita good if you all shechita tzicha kavana? So it's a right. The Mishnah follows that opinion that shechita ain't a tzicha kavana. And the same din, however you hold by shechita, it's the same shaila by tefillah and mikveh. If shechita ain't a tzicha kavana, tefillah and mikveh also doesn't need kavana. There's a Mishnah in Chagiga that says that if you want to be toivel in the mikveh to be tohar to eat karbonis, or to be tohar to eat truma, So then, midirabbanon, there's a din that tefila tzricha kavana. That's mylin. That's mylus. That's chumris midirabbanon. But min haTorah, tefila and mikveh does not need kavana, not for chulin, and not lebaila, and not letrume, and not lekotshim, and not lekorban pesach. All of the kavanas that are needed when you tefila and mikveh to be tohar teed, karbanas and teed, ma'aseshen and teed truma, all the chumris are running midirabbanon. The Gemara there says, because only with the Rabbanon, let's say the person was tevel in the mikveh, and after he gets out of the mikveh, before he dries off, then he realizes, oh, I need this tefillah in the mikveh to be able to eat truma. At the time that he was tevel, he wasn't even thinking about that. Just wanted to remove the tuma. He wasn't thinking of eating truma. And after, so the Gemara said, the Mishnah says it depends. If he already finished tefillah and he already dried off, then it doesn't help. The kavana that he has, l'shem truma, l'shem korban pesel, doesn't help. But if he's still wet and he didn't dry off yet, then the kavana, the shame achilas truma, the shame achilas karbanas works. How can the kavana help lachar amaisa cause money didn't dry up? It's a dead giveaway. It's only a din midirabbanan. If it would have been a din menator, the kavana wouldn't help from later retroactively. It's a chumer midirabbanan. Milus, milus means chumer is midirabbanan. So we paskin. That's the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Yud Beis. Man tana tesis quotes. Where it says here, the second line in Tosfos on Daf Chav Beis on the base, V'ala b'nei Deen Ninu, the Amin of the Gemara Chul on Daf Yud Beis on the base, they say, Man Tanet L'Boi Kavana L'Shchita, whose opinion is it? So they quote this Machlekes Hatanaim, Rav Nosem Nechachamim. They have the double Machlekes by Shchita and by Tvilin and Mikvin. And that's where the Rishonim say, the Ran and the Ramban, they all point out on Daf Yud Beis on the base and Chulin. This is unrelated to the machlekes in Brochus and in Psochem and in Megillah, where the mitzvah sichas kavana, that's a by mitzvah, and this is an ishke mitzvah. The shechita is not an issue of a mitzvah, and the tefillah and the mikvah is also not an issue of the mitzvah. So shela b'matir, the tefillah is metahir, and the shechita is a matir, so does the matir need kavana? Nobody holds, that's the Gemara holds, nobody holds that you need kavana, that it should be muta b'achila, that nobody holds. And when you're tevel in the mikveh, nobody holds that you have to have kavana, that by being tevel in the mikveh, I'm going to become tohar. Nobody holds like that. The only machlekes is, a person is walking in a loose bathing suit on a bridge, and he fell into the river. And he wasn't thinking, he didn't even have kavana l'shem to get wet. He didn't want to get wet. Or a person is throwing darts. He's throwing, and then an animal happened to walk by, and a person is throwing knives at the wall. And he threw it in such a way that it shechted the animal. He didn't even have a mind that it should touch the animal's body. And did a good shechita. So that's a machlekes satanai. But if he knows he's cutting the neck of the animal, he knows he's killing. He never heard of hilchas shechita. He doesn't know what it's all about. He just knows he's going to kill an animal. So that all the tanaim agree that that's good. He never heard that's the nisa nevela. But this is the way he always kills the animal. So if you have kavanas chaticha simanim, Tosis points out in Chulin, that for sure is good. If you have kavana to bathe in the river, you don't have to. Even the Tana holds that shechita needs kavana. He does need kavana for heter. He just needs kavana chaticha simanim. And the same Tana holds that you need kavana for tefillah and mikveh. Doesn't hold you need kavana for tahara. Just holds you need kavana l'shem I'm washing off in the mikveh. That's all. And the other Tana holds you don't even need that kavana. So the Gemara says, man Tana, whose opinion is it that a cheresh had to be cut and kitshech? They don't have nemanis, but if acherim have moisim, it's good. The Gemara says it goes like the Tani don't need kavana. So Taisa has the kasha, but our Gemara says if you have a gadolay meragabov umalamdo, and he's explaining to the kid that you have to do the ksivas aget lishma, then the cherush out of the cotton can write lishma. So how do you see in the Mishnah there in Chulin the shechita ain't tzricha kavana? It says acherim roi moisim. So maybe the acherim who are standing there are meragabov, they malamdim as cherush out of the cotton to do the shechita properly with kavana l'shem shechita. So Tosfos says no. Here it says gadol omer al gabov. The gadol is standing and he's malamed the kotan, explains to him what it means. You have to do ksiva l'shma. He gives him a whole lecture and a whole hadrocha. They were just as acherim roim oisam. The kid is shechting over here. There's an adult watching from a distance. He's not malamed oisam. That's what Tosfos explains. That's what our Tosfos says. Our Gemara says acherush out of the cotton with a gadol lamed al gabov. The first opinion, gadol lamed al gabov said the acherush out of the cotton can create the shma. Even though it's still a lab bardas, but he can create the shma. But over there, there's no kavana at all because the gadol is not malamed the cotton. The gadol is watching from a distance. It's just acherim roi moisa. That's what Tosfos says. The Rashba over there quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah, who has a different interpretation. He says that the Gadol Oymer al Gabov in our Gemara Doesn't help that the gadol is mechanech the cotton, and now the cheresh of the cotton is able to create lishma. No, if the cotton is a la bardas, bottom line, the cheresh of the cotton is a la bardas. So how can it create lishma? So he says, the Rashba quotes the Rabbeinu Yoina, says a fantastic chiddush. No, the gadol oimer al gabav creates the lishma. When the sofer is writing the get, so if the sofer is an adult, so the husband gives tzive habal to the sofer, and he says, when you write the get, write the shmo. Then the husband walks away, the husband goes to sleep. And the sofer is an adult, after bar mitzvah, so he writes the get, the shmo, he creates the shmo. If the sofer is a cherish out of the cotton, so you have to have either the husband should be there, or some other adult should be there who is authorized by the husband. And the gadol Omer al gabav has in mind lishma, so the gadol injects the lishma into the get. Not that the gadol is malami the cotton, and now the cotton is able to create lishma. Cotton can never create lishma. Cotton is a labardas, it can't create lishma. Rashi and Tosfos hold not so. Rashi and Tosfos hold that it's gadol Omer al gabav, they're malamdim also, they're teaching him, they're explaining to him, so then the chevishu to the cotton are able to create lishma. So that's on that daf and chulan, on that base and the base. So Tosfos quotes our Gemara, just like here they quote that Gemara, so there they quote our Gemara. So they say, wait a minute, a gadol omer al gabav can accomplish that the cotton is considered like a bardas. So a cotton can be mekadosh and isha. If you have a gadol omer al gabav, the cotton can be mekadosh and isha, and then he can be megarish his wife. If a gadol omer al gabav prompting the cotton and explaining every step of the way, then you treat the cotton as if he were a bardas. So Tosfos, they never heard of such a thing. They think it's not correct. So Tosfos there distinguishes between, that's a famous Tosfos. Rav Chaim made it famous. Rav Chaim in the Sefer on the Rambam quotes that Tosfos in Chulin. And Daf Yud Ches on the base. Rav Chaim says that Tosfos sounds like the distinguishing between Kavana and Das, the two different things. To make Kinyonim, you have to be a Bardas. To be Mekadosh and Ish, you have to be a Bardas. So a cheresh out to be cotton, a labere das, even if the kid is the Vilna Goyim, a super genius. A month before Bar Mitzvah, a day before Bar Mitzvah, he's a brilliant child. Al Pidin is considered a labar das. But is he a bar hochi of kavana? So that, the Gemara says, yeah. Even if you hold, here you need lishmo. So Tosfos says, lishmo doesn't mean bidas. Lishmo just means you have to have kavana lishmo. So a cheresh out to be cotton are able to have kavana lishmo. The only thing is, you have to be malamed them. So if you have a gadol omer al gabav, a malamdo, so then the kid, the cheresha to the cotton, can think lishma. If you don't have a gadol omer al gabav, it's not going to work. But you can have a gadol omer al gabav from today till next year. If it's an inyan of kinyonim, or kiddushin, or gittin, you have to have das. So a cotton al bidin, cheresha to the cotton, is a labar das.
Yeah, we say that writing to get lishma is not just to see as a heftar, it's really part of the mitzvah.
Oh, so that's why the Rabbeinu Yoina disagrees, and he thinks he can split there. That is true, that a cheresh out of the cotton is a bar hochi of kavana. That's true. There are other areas of halacha where we say you don't need das, all you need is kavana, and a cheresh out of the cotton is a bar hochi of kavana. But how can you say by the shmo of the get, the shmo of the get just means you have to have a mind kavana? No, the shmo of the get means that this is the tchilas hagerishin. It's just like the gerishin needs das. So the Ksivis Aget is the Hascholos Akinyan. So the Ksivis Aget also needs Das. So you can have from today till next year, the Gadol Omer al Gabav of a Malamdo, the cotton bottom line is a La Bar Das. It's a La Bar Das, La Bar Hochi of the Shmo. The Shmo is not a function of Kavon Lishmo. It's a Das Kinyan. It's Ein Olam Megarish Eshish Chaveiro. So this is the Hascholos Agershon. So that's what prompts the Rabbein Yoina to say his Chodesh de Kepshat, that the Gadol Omer al Gabav creates the Lishmo. Sibul lishma doesn't mean the same as baking matzah lishma. Doesn't mean the same as making a sukkah lishma. Machlek is bishamim b'sil. Bishamim hold that a sukkah has to be chag sukkah stas lachol l'shem choy vaschem. So bishamim hold just like matzah has to be baked lishma, so the schach has to be placed on top of the sukkah lishma. We don't pass them like that. So the Rashi and Tosfos assume that writing leget lishma is lishma. So if you have a gadol omer al gabav, you can have it. The Rabbeinu Yoina disagrees. He says no. The vort of the shmo by get is that's the hascholos agerishin. So you need a bardas for that. The Gemara's kasha is still been kaimem. Halab b'nei deyaninu. To write the shmo, you have to be a bardas. So to this, the Gemara responds, the Rabbeinu Yoina says, It's not the same as ksivas haget. It's not the same as afiyas hamatzah, that the one who does the afiyah, the asiyas hamatzah should be lishmo, or the one who makes the sukkah, the asiyas hasukkah should be lishmo. Here it's not a word, the one who creates the chepts of the get should do it lishmo. The husband should either think or have someone else act on his behalf that this ksiva is the haskalas hagerishin. So when you have a gadol omer al gabav, the cheresh had to be cut and do the ksiva, and the lishma means having in mind that this is the haskalas hagerishin can be done by someone else who's standing there b'shas ma'isa. That's a big chiddush. The lishma is accomplished by the gadol omer al gabav, not that the gadol is malame to the cut. The gadol makes the lishma, even though he's not touching, he's not holding on to the pen, he's not writing the paper, he's not writing the get. It should be done under the auspices of an adult who has in mind that this should be the haschalas hagerish. Who shall hear God alamir al gamav? Wow, that's a chiddush. That's a rabbi. The Rashba quotes that in the name of the Rabbeinu Yoina. Rashba was a talmud of both the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Yoina. I think he considered the Rabbeinu Yoina his greater rebbe. So that's his pshat. But Taisus does not learn like that. Taisus learns God alamir al gamav means a malamdo. And it only works when you need kavana. If you would have needed das, it would certainly not work. The answer is that gushma does need das. It's enough with kavana. And Tosis quotes a Gemara in Yevamos. Gemara says in Yevamos, let's say the Yevama, who lost her husband, works in a shoe store. And she's a saleswoman there. So people come in, customers come in, she puts on a shoe, takes off a shoe, puts on another shoe, takes off a shoe. So she puts on a shoe on the right foot of the Yavam, she takes off the shoe. So you say that's already the chalitza. She put on the shoe, she tied a knot, and she untied it and took it off. So that's going to be good for chalitza. The Gemara says no good. Chalitza is only materis l'hinos l'ashuk. Niskaben hu v'lein niskaben hi, niskaben hi v'lein niskaben hu, ein chalitza, ad she niskaben hu shnehem. Tosis quotes it. It's only a good chalitza if they both had in mind, they both had kavanah. So what's the din of a cherishot of a cotton who want to perform chalitza? So the Gemara says a cotton can't do chalitza because of exeris hakosef. It says kochi also leish or sheli yibnes beisochit ish is prat le cotton. So that's why a cotton can't do chalitza. Then a cherish is ain't a shemeya ve'ain a medaber, ain't a medaber. So when you perform chalitza, part of the chalitza is the kriyas apsukim. You have to recite lo chafatze le kachto, and she has to say. May and Yibami Lahakam Shame be Israel. He says, you have to have her Amira, his Amira. So even though there are three opinions in the Tanaim, how much of the Chalitza is Leikulim? So one Tana is of the opinion, even the Kriyas Apsukim is Makab. So we don't pass like that. Kriyas Apsukim is not Makab, but the Gemara says, if the one is performing the Chalitza is an Elaim, Shane Yochel Adaber, Then the chalitza is no good. Even though the kriyas hapsukim is not miyakev, so the Gemara says, kidir abzere, dom rabzere, when you bring a mincha to the Beis HaMikdash, he's supposed to do matan shem, he's supposed to pour in oil, he's supposed to do blila, mincha blula b'shem in iska, he's supposed to mix in the oil. What if nasan as Hashem in v'loy bolal? What if he didn't stir it? So the Mishnah says that the mincha is kosher anyway, the blila is not miyakev. But what happens if you have so much flour? If you have samach alef esrein in the kli echad, you have so much flour, the guy wants to donate a gigantic mincha, and they don't have such big kelim in the Beis HaMikdash, they bring samach alef esrein in the kli echad, so there's room to pour in the oil will fit in between the cracks, okay, it's not going to overflow, but it's physically impossible to stir. If you're going to stir the mincha, it's going to fall out, it's going to fall over. So if lo bala is kosher, but if it's impossible to do blila, then Rav Zera says, "Kol aroi leblila, ein blila me'akevus." If it's ein aroi leblila, if it's samach alef esrein mekli echad, then the blila is me'akevus. So the Gemara says that this is a klal. Rav Zera's klal is not only applicable in the case of loy bolal. Whenever you have a mitzvah, that the mitzvah b'shalim musa should have really required A, B, and C. But if you do A without B and without C, let's say by chalitza. You need three parts to the chalitza. You need chalitza sasando, removing the shoe. Then you need the kriyas hapsukim, reciting the psukim back and forth. Then you need the rekika. She should spit on the floor, the yarka befonim. So we paskin that the kriyas hapsukim is not miyakevis, and the rekika is not miyakevis. The only thing that's miyakev is the chalitza sasando. But if the person is an ilam, the yavam or the yavam is an ilam, any ochel adaber, so then we say the kriyas hapsukim is miyakevis. If you're missing a little bit, that's the klal. That's the klal. Whenever you do a mitzvah deraisa, so sometimes there are parts of the mitzvah that are just lachatchila, to consider it a mitzvah bishleimusa, and it's not miyake. But sometimes if you're missing too much, then you're missing too much, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. So that's what Reb Zeira makes a distinction. If a healthy person just didn't bother to do the kriyas ha-psukim by the chalitza, so b'dievet, it's not miyake. But if the person is an ilin, the yovam or the yovam is an ilin, any yochel ledaber, so then it's considered missing too much. It was impossible for them to do the kriyas ha-psukim. Then it's considered missing too much, and the whole chalitza is not valid. So the Gemara says, acheresh, when you talk about acheresh b'chol makom, means that usually en shemeh ve'en medaber. So the Gemara says, not only acheresh can't do chalitza, and ilen, even shemeh, but ein medaber, and ilen ve'ilemes can't do chalitza, because kol shein roi leblila, blila mi'akevis, but if you can't do the kriyas ha-psukim, it's mi'akev. A cotton can't do chalitza either, because it says, kach yosol ish, ish prat le'cotton. So Tosfos asks Akasha, why do they have to come up with a new explanation that a cotton is no good for chalitza because of ish? And a cheresh is no good, like an ilim is no good, because any yochel adaber kol shein roi lebila bila mi'akevis bo. One that just put together cheresh out to the cotton is a lot bar das, and the Gemara says the chalitz is only valid at she's kav nishneim. So Tosfos in Chulin answers it on daf yudeis on that daf. So Tosfos says no, you don't need das by chalitz. You don't need das. That's what Reb Chaim quotes it for. Nilchus yivim chalitz. Chalitz doesn't need das. Das is, I'm the bailim, I have the right to decide if I want to marry you or not. I'm married, I have the right to decide if I want to divorce you. I own this house, I have the right to decide if I want to sell a house. I have the right to decide if I want to buy a house. I'm a balabas on myself, I have a right to decide whether I want to take a net or I don't want to take a net. So there you need das bailim. But over here, the Torah says, the husband died already. The woman was married, the husband died. So the Torah says it didn't. She's not allowed to remarry until the Yavam performs Chalitza. He's not married to her. Chalitza is a din. He has to perform a certain mitzvah. Once he does the mitzvah, so she's allowed to remarry. Because money doesn't do the mitzvah, he's not allowed to remarry. It's not that the Chalitza is b'mokam aged. It's not that he's married, and it's up to him to decide whether he wants to divorce her. This is not an act of divorcing. Chalitza is a performance of a mitzvah. So the Torah says Chalitza doesn't require das bailim. He's not a bailim. The Torah made exeris hakasuv until you do chalitza. The Torah says she should do yibum. She shouldn't be allowed to marry lachutz. If you perform the mitzvah chalitza, you yoytze. So Taisa says there's no requirement. It doesn't make sense to say we require das hayavam with das hayavam. What are they? Bailam on what? They're not bailam on anything. The Torah made a mitzvah to perform chalitza, to perform yibum. So Taisa says, just halacha that you need kavanah. The lashon Agmar is niskaven hu v'loy niskavnehi. Niskavnehi v'loy niskaven hu is not a valid chalitza. She is kavan nishneim. If she's selling, if the yavama is a shoe salesperson in a shoe store, and she's putting on shoes, taking them off, and either he or she didn't have kavanah l'shem chalitza, is no good. If that kavanah l'shem chalitza is good, but that's not das kinyan. It's not a das bailam. So basically, a cherish out of the cotton are b'nei hachi of kavana. They can't have kavana. They can't have das, al pidin. A cherish out of the cotton la b'nei das. Kavana they can have. Sometimes we won't be so convinced that they had kavana unless you have a god loim and al gabav, like in Agamar. So Tosfos says, by chalitza, you always have a god loim and al gabav. You have to have a bezdin. The bezdin has to interact with them. Bezdin has to ask him, why did you decide to do chalitza? Why don't you want to do yibum? Sometimes the Bezin should encourage them to do chalitza. We don't want you to do yibum. We encourage you dafke to do chalitza. So the Bezin is going to be interacting all the time with the yavam and the yavama when they're going to be performing the chalitza. So Tosfos says by chalitza, just like over here, if you have a gadlai merag gabo v'malamdo, then the cherusha to be kotna b'nei hachi of having kavane, not das kavane. So too by chalitza, Tosfos says you have the Bezin is always going to be malamdo. So that's why cherusha to the cotton really should have been good. So that's why they had to come up with a new pasuk. A cotton is no good because ish kibit if kshibit parsha kocha yosol ish a cotton's exeris hakosav. And a cherish not only ain't a shemeh ve'ain a medaber, ain't a medaber. Ain't a medaber is already no good because it's not roi lebila, it's not roi lekriyas hapsukim. Even though the kriyas hapsukim per se is not miyakev, but you need roi lekriyas hapsukim. But if not for those exeris hakosav, not for that, then basically we would have said that a cheresh of a cotton would have been good to perform chalitza, because chalitza does need das. That's what kemat taisus kemat writes it beferish. Rab Chaim quotes that taisus in Chulin, and taisus kemat writes it beferish. Rabbi Chana Vasserman expands on this in his Sefer on Yevamos. He says the din is when you have a person became nitma b'meis. Anyone is tummy goes to the mikveh either today or tomorrow, Shemaris Yom Keneged Yom, or you need Shivanikin, whatever, you go to mikveh, you become Tor. The one exception to the rule is a tummy mace. He can't just go to the mikveh and become Tor. He has to first have Hazosh Shlishi Shvi from the Par Aduma water, and then he can go to mikveh and then become Tor. So the din is that the Hazosh Shlishi Shvi, the Hiza Tor Ala Tomei, if Yamaza on the person who's Tomei, Yamaza on the Kalim, that is Tomeiim, Chumash says you need Hazor Shlishi Shvi for the Odom or for the Kalim. So when you do the Hazor, the one who does the Hazor has to have Kavanah. He has to have intention, I'm being Mazah. If he's just spritzing water, he wants to hit the water on this guy, then accidentally flies off, hits someone else, that's no good. You have to have Kavanah. So the Mishnah says, Beferish. There's a whole discussion in the Gemara whether cotton can do the Hazor. This Machlekes Satanayim in Yumen, whether cotton can do Hazor. How can a cotton do Hazor? If a cotton is allowed by Das, how can he do Hazor? So that's Rabbi Chana says, there's no halacha that you need Das. It's not a Bailam, it's a halacha, you need Kavana. So we assume Acherish out of a cotton, Arbenei Hachi have Kavana. You can have Kavana. What Taisus says there in the Sugyan Chulan on Daf Yabez, where the Gemara is discussing Acherish out of a cotton, Shechting. So the Gemara there talks about Shechitas Kotchen. When you Shecht Shechitas Chulin, we Paskin does not need Kavana. Shechitas Kotchen does need Kavana. So the Gemara says, Kotchi Kotchim, you have to shecht in the right hand side of the Azor, in Safim. The left hand side of the Azor is Dorim. That's no good for Kotchi Kotchim. Kotchi Kotchim, Shechitasim at Safim. Kotchim, Kam Shechitasim, Mechon Mokum Azor. So let's say the little kid is 12 and a half years old, and they want him to shecht, and he's an expert, he knows how to shecht, and you have Acherim Amdom Agabab, there's other people watching. Acherim Rai Moisan. So the kid is going to shecht the Korban Oilah. And the Beis HaMikdash says, wait a minute, Korban Oilah, I'm on the left side of the Azara. He brings it to the right half of the Azara, and he shechts and says, the kid demonstrates that he knows what he's doing. He says, it's a Korban Oilah, it's a Kach Kach, we've got to shecht it over there. So the Gemara says, Machshavta, and he carries Mitoch Maisav, then it's fine. Then the Kotten can shecht the Korban. So that's what Tosfos explains. That's what Rab Chaim just says over that Tosfos. Milchus Yimim V'chalitza. There by Shechitas Kotchim, we say you do need Kavanah. By Shechitas Chulin, is a Machloika Satanayim, where they need Kavanah. And even the Shechitas who hold you need Kavanah, no one holds you need Kavanah l'shem Shechita. You just need Kavanah l'shem Chaticha Simanim. No one holds you need Kavanah l'shem Shechita. But by Shechitas Kotchim, they all agree that you do need Kavanah, but you just Kavanah, that's all. So Kotten, Machshavta, and Ikeris Mitoch Maisav, if he takes the Kotchi Kotchim from the Dorim to the Tzafon, even if he doesn't say, but it's obvious that he knows what he's doing. The kid is a Shapi. So then the Gemara says that it's good. A Kotten is a Bar Hochi of Kavanah. So Rabbi Chana Vasserman brings a lot of Rias to demonstrate this idea. Let's say a cotton volunteers to fulfill a mitzvah. So we do it all the time. We have chinuch for the tana, we have them fulfill a mitzvah. So Rabbi Yosef Engel asks, quotes a kasha from the Turi Evan. How does it make sense that the cotton shouldn't volunteer to fulfill a mitzvah? At the cherishah to a cotton la b'nei das, and yom mitzvah sichas kavana, it's a waste of time. The kid, by definition, he's a cotton and he can't have kavana lot, so he's just not yotzi anything. So the whole chinuch doesn't make any sense. Rabbi Yosef Engel answers the Turi Evan's kasha. He says it's not a kasha. A kotten is a la bar das, but it does mean that he's not a bar hochi of kavana. He is a bar hochi of kavana. No one ever said mitzvah tzichas das. He's not a bailam on the mitzvah. Mitzvah tzichas kavana. So a kavana he can have. So that's what Tosfos learns in Agamon. Tosfos holds that lishma is a function of kavana.
Couldn't I have said something else for that?
That what?
That the point of chinuch is just to teach him that when he gets older, he'll figure out how to do it.
Yeah, that's a machlokes and rishonim. What's the purpose of chinuch? Does chinuch mean you want to have a kiyama mitzvah now, and then you have this question of the Turi Evan? If the cotton is allah bar das, and he holds mitzvah is kavana, so there's no kiyama mitzvah at all. And others hold, other rishonim hold, no, that's a major machlokes and rishonim. Other rishonim hold that chinuch does mean there's a kima mitzvah. That just means you want to train him so that later when he grows older, when he'll be bar mitzvah, he'll know what he's doing. Yeah. There's a big machlokes in Rishonim is the chinuch on lavin. So half of the Rishonim say there's only chiyuv chinuch on mitzvah sesed. There's no chiyuv chinuch on lavin. Why? Because on an essay there's a kiyum. On a lav, the kid didn't eat chazan. So he didn't eat chazan, so what? If he eats the chazeh, he has no aveira, and if he doesn't eat the chazeh, he has no mitzvah, there's no kiyum. So there's no chiyuv chinuch and chazeh. Chiyuv chinuch is not to train the kid so that after his bar mitzvah he'll know what he's doing. No, we'll tell him. We'll train him by explaining. Now he can eat all the chazeh he want, and next week after your bar mitzvah, on Wednesday, he can't eat the chazeh anymore. So we explained it, it's good enough. So half of the Rishonim hold, half of the Rishonim hold the chinuch is to train him for later. So then you can say, if the chinuch applies to lab meant to essen, so it doesn't necessarily imply that there's a kiyum now. But the other half of the Rishonim insists that there's only chinuch on essen, not on lab. It's a big split in the Rishonim, like 50-50. Half of the Rishonim hold the chinuch is only on essen, because they hold there's a kiyum on mitzvah now. So that's Rabbi Yosef Engel, that's what he calls the kasha for the Tur Yevin. If you hold the chinuch is only by essen and not by lavim, so essen you don't accomplish anything. He's a kotna, he's a lab bar das. So that's what Rabbi Yosef Engel says, a lab bar das, but he's a bar hochi of kavana. The same as Rabbi Chanan, the same Rabbi Shimon Shkop has, Rabbi Chaim has, they all have. And they all point that Taisus says it, that Taisus in Chulin. That if you'd base on the base, going over to Yud Gimel Amin Aleph, Taisus has a long arichas. This is also a long arichas by us, but the long arichas by us is a different angle. The long arichas there is just on this alone. On das and kavana, when a kotten is a bar hochi of kavana, when you just need kavana, the cotton can do. When you need das, then the cotton can do.
Yeah. What does this have to do with all rise that it's even not falsification? Like, daf beis and beis, we say the whole answer was that it's falsification.
So the Rabbeinu Yonah thinks haschalas gerushin, you need das. So the answer was the godlaim and agabav, the godl creates the das, not the one who's writing it. And the other Rishayim, Rashi and Taisa understand, no. It's the haschalas gerushin because it has a ksiva l'shma. And lishma just needs kavana, just like baking matzah, just needs lishma.
What about being mevatel? Can't be
mevatel
matzah, just
like matzah. No, so lishma means that the ksiva is mitzurf to the nesina. So if in between you make up your mind, you're never going to give this get. So there's one opinion in the Gemara that that's mevatel tziruf. The same, everything remains the same. No, the cotton, the mechanech, the cotton, God lano agabav and malam dem also. So the cotton knows that the husband is going to use this get. The husband plans to use this get to divorce his wife. So that makes it lishma, and the lishma means it's mitzuruf. The nesina, everything is the same. The only difference Rabbeinu Yonah understands that you need das gerushin at the time of ksivis aget. This is eron megarush eshes chavera. So the haschalas hagerushin is the ksiva. So then the ksiva needs das gerushin. So you can't say the gadolai men agapav is malamed the cotton. A cotton bottom line is a la bar das. So he's forced into assuming the Godel injects. The Godel is the one who makes the ksiva lishma. Ksiva lishma does mean the kaisiv should have lishma like baked matzahs lishma. One who makes the matzah should have mine lishma. Not like creating a cheftza lishma. No, the das gerishin should be expressed by the husband at the time of the ksiva. So that's the lishma. Not necessarily the lishma made by the sefer. So that's going to be the Gemara's question. So what if a goy writes? The guy is also good. We'll have to see the rest of the Gemara. What if a guy writes the Gemara? Yeah, so this is a famous Gemara. So again, so the Mishnah says, the two Mishnahs, HaKol Shem, Lichtov Saget, HaKol, with a few exceptions to the rule. Oh no, no exceptions to the rule. Mishnah doesn't give any. HaKol Shem, Lichtov Saget, Afil Cheru Shem, Tavikot. No exceptions. Then the next Mishnah has, there are exceptions. HaKol Shem, Lahavi Saget, Chutz Mishnah Cheru Shem, Tavikot, the Suma, for Ovid Kachav. Five exceptions to the rule. Here it says, "Al kol shem lichtav afilu cheru shayt v'katan." Al kol shem lahavi yisaget the shleich la'aloch and chutz mecheru shayt v'katan. So the Gemara again. So the Gemara asked this question: how can the ksivis aget be done by a cheru shayt v'katan? The lab b'nei day and they know. Don't you need lishma? So the Gemara gives three answers on the question. So the first answer is God lamed al gabov, and that's a question. What does that mean? So Rashi and Taisa learn the normal pshat. That's always the Taisa and Chul and Taisa over here, Rab Chaim. The normal pshat is the God Lamed Agabav is Malame the cotton, and then the cotton is able to create the Lishma. He's not able to think Das. He's not a Bar Das, but the Kavanas Lishma sometimes he can have. If you prepare him well enough, he can have Kavanas Lishma. The second answer the Gemara gives is that the Mishnah goes like Rab Meir. If you hold like Rab Meir, the Eidich Hasima Karasi, so the only part of the get that needs Ksiba Lishma is the Hasima Seidim. I'm a high Rab Meir, I feel a mitzvah ba'ashpa chasam and a son of law kosher. I'm Rav Nachman. I'm a high Rav Meir. A Meir Shita is the Stam Mishnah goes like Rav Meir. That Ede Chasim Akarsi. So the Ksivas Aged doesn't need Lishma. Then the Gemara gives a third answer. No, maybe the Yodam, the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Elazar, that Ede Misira Karsi. You don't even need Ede Chasim Amikra Din. So what part of the get needs Lishma? The first 12 lines. Not the last two lines of Chasim. It's the first 12 lines. The text of the get has to be written Lishma. But what part of the get requires Ksiva Lishma? The Torah. The Taifas is just Ibn Gechazah, just repeats. So when the Mishnah says that we permit the Cherusha to the cotton to write the get, that refers to the Taifas. The Torah. Who Shashir Malkam HaTorah. That's the third answer. Who Shashir. That's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Yudah Amar Shmuel. Who Shashir Malkam HaTorah. Chayin Amar HaChoga. Mishmei Duh Shashir Malkam HaTorah. Rabbi Lozer here. It goes like Rabbi Lozer. That Edom is Sira Karsi. So which part of the get needs Ksiva Lishma? The 12 lines. But not all 12 lines. 6 lines is Torah and 6 lines is Taifas. So we would permit the Cherusha to be cotton to write the part that's the Taifas. Yeah, did they agree with this pshat? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Zreika Amar Rabbi Yochanan Eina Torah. When Rabbi Yochanan heard Shmuel's pshat, so he says, Falsha Torah. It doesn't mean Eina Torah, it's not a Din D'Oraisa, it's a Din D'Rabbanan. Rashi says, Eina Torah means it's not Emes. Eina Torah, Ein Shai Melecho. We're not going to listen to you, it's Falsha Torah. Lechein, what does the Gemara say? What does it mean? Because Kanad Yachash ain't Kerech Lishma. The Mishnah goes like Rav Meir, that the first 12 lines don't need Ksiva Lishma. So that's why Cherusha to the Kotlin can write it. You don't need Lishma. Not that the Mishnah goes on the Teifes, but the Torah needs Ksiva Lishma. No, the Mishnah goes, the whole 12 lines don't need Ksiva Lishma. The Mishnah goes like Rav Meir. So these are the three Pshatim that the Gemara gave. Either begod leimet al gabov, even for the Torah, even according to Rav Lozer, that you need Ksiva Lishma, but begod leimet al gabov will solve the problem. How exactly solves the problem? There's the two variations, the Rabbeinu Yonah's pshat and the Rashi and Tosfos's pshat. Or the second pshat in the Gemara, the Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir, that you don't need Ksiva Lishma. So Cherusha to be cut and write is fine, as long as the Chasim is signed Lishma. And the third pshat is that the Cherusha to be cut and can only write the Taifas and they can't write the Torah. These are the three pshat in that the Gemara gives. And the Gemara works through the Pesukim. It says, because of Lola Shema, my love Aksiv is that the Gemara goes on Chasim. It's an Ishkin Kasha. So here, Taisus raises a question. Let's take a look in this Taisus. I'm called Beis on the Beis Dimas, or Allah B'nei Deyanim. So the Gemara's Kasha was on the assumption, L'Rab Loza Porich, the Machlag Zameh Rab Loza. So the Gemara thought the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza holds Eide Misira Karsi. You don't need any Chasimah. So when there is a requirement for Ksiva Lishma, that goes on the first 12 lines, doesn't go on the Chasimah. According to Rav Meir, there's no question in the first place. That was, in fact, one of the three answers. Mar says the second answer was that the Mishnah goes like Rav Meir, that Rav Meir holds Kan Hadiachar Shein Sarach Lishma. So to this, the Gemara responds. The first answer the Gemara gave was, Mishani, first suggestion was, Kishkon Lamer Agabov. What does it mean? So Taisa understood like Rashi, Malamdo. So the cotton is now able to think Lishma. Ah, Bharasan Perakamid Khulun Kum Shishok, the Kulun goes on Kherusha to the cotton. That Alpidin, the Jewish, they can shech, the Barzvicha, they can shech, but they don't have Namana, so Kherusha to the cotton are not Namanim. If the Shechit is an adult after Bar Mitzvah, he tells me this was Shech, Geshechted properly, this is not, so I can eat this and I can't eat that. But if it's a little kid before Bar Mitzvah, he doesn't have Namanas. But if you have Kulum Shishokhtu, so it says, that's okay. The Amin and the Gemara Daf Yud Beis, and the Gemara comments on that Mishnah. The Mishnah is on the first Daf and Chulin. And the Gemara doesn't get to it till Yud Beis on the base. So the Gemara says, Man Tana de Laboy Kabana Leshchita, to Machlegis Rab Nosson Nechachomim. So Tosis asks, how do you see that you don't need Kavana? Maybe just like Gobar Alban Al Gabov, the cotton does have Kavana. So maybe over there, Acherem Roy Moisam, Amalame the Shechet, so the Cherusha to the cotton will have Kavanah. So maybe shechita is tzricha kavana. How did the Gemara prove in the Mishnah mantana laboy kavana? And if it tells the husam mari, they're just acherim raymaisam. Kishenim alamda lechavin lishchut. Alaria bialma just acherim raymaisam. They're just watching from a distance. They're not standing on top of the shechit and educating him and guiding him and telling him how to do the shechita. Aval hochen our Gemara marish god leimen agabov and alamda masir alasis lishma. Fine. So that's why god leimen agabov helps over here. And Shechita would have also helped if it would have been Malamdo. But it's talking, it's not Malamdo. It's just Acherem Ramos. So Tosfos says, and this explains the secret to Chalitza. The Gemara says, by Chalitza Tzicha Kavana. So what do you need a Pasuk to say a cotton can't do Chalitza? You need another Svara. Kol Sheinu Bar Labi Labi Limakas. Need a Mokka to say that the Elaim can't do a Cherish, and a Medaber can't do Chalitza. The Cherish had to be cotton a Labben Eda. So it's no good. So the answer is no. La b'nei das, we need das, but chalitza just tzricha kavana. It's not the same as das. So basically, a cheresh ha'ot v'katan, if you would have been melamdim also, would have been able, would have been roi l'kach to have kavana. And by chalitza, you always have a bezin. The bezin always has to tell him what to do. So the bezin is going to be mechanech then. So let it be good. A cheresh ha'ot v'katan's chalitza should be good. So that's what the Gemara says. It's no good because the katan is exeris hakosuv ish ksi b'parashe. And by the cherish is not good because they never in a bila. That's what Tosfos says. Well, achinan perk mitzvah chalitza the might by chalitza cherish mechabesh because they ain't been a kriya. Kol she ain't a bila bila me'akeres bo. And cotton is not good. Exeris hakasabi for by the mitzvah ishksi beparsha. Avo mitam dalat b'nei kavana nina loy pasale. Aye. Avo gav deyam ha'asim. The Gemara says in Yavam is chalitza subsula achi iskavnu shnehem. It says niskavenu v'lo niskavnei, niskavnei v'lo niskavenu. If the Yavam or the Yavama had kavane, but they didn't both have kavane, the chalitza is not good. Achi iskavnu shnehem. Shnehem means the Yavam and the Yavama. So why don't you just say achir shat to be cotton? Can't have kavane. The answer is shum the bezem asirma so lasses with shma v'havik yigod alay min al gabo. So it should have been good. So it's a special zeres hakos of cotton is not good. Ish ksi b'parisha. The cherish ain't a medaber is no good because like a kol sheina roi lebli lebli lemiakev is bad. Then Tosfos makes a slight difference. By katan, there's a gzeres hakos of ish ksi beparsha lemute katan. Katan can't do chalitza. By cherish ain't a shamei ain't a medaber. You don't need even the sheina medaber. Just an ile. You don't need ain't a shamei. Just ain't a medaber. Already can't do chalitza because lachatchili need kriyas apsukim. So true for the Eved, the Kriyas HaPesukim is not Miyakev, but if it's Eina Roy Kriyas HaPesukim, then it is Miyakev. What about Shoita? So Shoita, you have neither Exeris HaKosuf. There is no Pasuk Ish, Ksib Pash Ish, there's only Mimayit Kot. And you don't have a Shoita, can be Medaber, so he can say the Pesukim. So you just explain why a Cherish can do Chalitza, and a Kotten can do Chalitza. A Shoita should be able to do Chalitza. If Malam Dem also, you should be able to do chalitza just like over here. Go to Laman al Gabov and Malamdim also, he can do the Ksiba Lishma. So if the Bezdin Zayman al Gabov should be able to do the chalitza Lishma. And you don't have any, the Therish and Mokka to say that it's no good. So it should be the same as over here by the Get. That if the Bezdin is Malamdim, the Shaita, if the Yavam is a Shaita, it should be good. So how come it says that it's no good? So that's Tosfos Kasha. Miu, it's not exactly the same. Miu hocha over here by the get. The God alay mer agav of kasha filu b'shoite. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Chere shoite the cotton bars is gan mer agav. Why? Shem nemuch chamil said the kav of the shema. How do you see? It's clear that we're getting through to him because he writes the get. He writes the get. He's not writing the get. The husband, the wife. He tells the whole story. He's crazy. He's a shoite. Crazy in other things. But at least he understands what he's doing over here. So if you're malamed, different kinds of shaita. There's a shaita that doesn't know what he's doing, he's just doing like a maisa kofi alma, it won't be good. But if it appears that he's shaita, hain shaita morgan, but he still understands what he's doing, so that's called lishma. So that's what they say. Mishum nemucha chamilse, it's obvious to us that he understood the kovid lishma. Shikosh vishma, shma vishamir, vishamira. Avlin yichalitza, there's a tasef dinimamis that says the shaita lavbar chalitza. The question is why? But you don't have the pasuk ish ksi b'parsha. You don't have the mocker to say kol sheinu roi lebila. So why does it tasef to say shaita is no good? Afal pishet bezdem malam demoso. It should be that god lemon al gabbav. And for Tosfos, no. Mishum de la minker milse david lishmo kamo gabiget. Over here, it's the Gemara is lashon ner chulin daf yud gimel laman alef was machshapta nikeris mitoch ma'isav shchitas kachim v'shua needs kavana. The only machlekes hatanoim only was where the shchitas chulin needs kavana, and the kavana is only kavana's chatichas siman. V'shchitas kachim v'shua, everybody holds you need kavana. It's not enough kavana's chatichas siman. You have to have kavana l'shem v'avoida. And still a cotton. If the cotton takes the korban kachi kachim from darim to tzafin, he doesn't say a word. He just takes it. He walks from the darim to the Gemara says, "Achshapten keres mitoch ma'iso." Then it's called lishma. So Tosfos says that's only by shchitas kachim. That's by the get. He writes a get lishma lishma l'shem gerish and hamira shamira. So obviously he understood. He got the method. We tested him. He wrote the get. So obviously he understood what we are alamed him. But over there, by the chalitza, lo minker amilsa, dover the shmok, kamal gabi get. It's not machshavta nekeres mitoch ma'isa. A cotton does things with lishma, even when you don't need das, but you need kavana lishma. So if it's machshavta nekeres mitoch ma'isa, then it's good. By the chalitza, it's not sufficient. Look, people put on shoes and take off shoes all the time. Maybe bizman is that would be better, because the chalitza shoe is not a normal shoe. It doesn't look like a normal shoe. Maybe bizman atanoim, the chalitza should look like a regular shoe. So the guy's going to put on a shoe, take off his shoe, maybe it doesn't show anything. But maybe bizman is that would show. But this just says, it has to be machshavta nekeres mitoch ma'isav. That's, they got it from the Gemara Chulin. The Gemara says it by the shchitas kachim there. You have to, it's not enough, he has kavana. It has to be machshavta nekeres mitoch ma'isav. Now the Tosfos becomes gigantic. There in Chulin, now it's such a gigantic size Tosfos where they talk more details about this. Akotn is a lav bar das, but he is a bar hochi of kavana, so they go into the detail. Here they go off on a different topic. A crucial topic over here. True, the cherushot to the cotton are able to think lishma if you have a god like Meral Gabov, but they cannot serve as a shaliach. The Gemara says, Kain torim ugam atem. Who's Mafresh Trumas and Mais is the former, and Gam the Rabbis is HaShaliach, the Shaliach of the former. Whom is the Chumash speaking to? People who are Bar Mitzvah. The Chumash, the Torah isn't speaking to Ketanim, the Torah is speaking to all the people who are Pes Bar Mitzvah. So when it says Kein Torim or Gam Atem, it means the former who's Bar Mitzvah should be Mafresh Truma, and the Gam is referring to his Shaliach. So we say, since it says Kein Torim or Gam Atem, the word Gam is the Shaliach next to Atem, that's called the Hekesh. Atem gam atem the rabbis is a shaliach, and that's a hekish. Ma atem b'nei das, av shluchachem b'nei das. So a cheir shayt v'kotten cannot serve as a shliach. So the Gemara says, not only cannot serve as a shliach for afrashas truma. So didn't call it terkula. Cheir shayt v'kotten cannot be shliach. So that's Taisis Kashe. Don't you need shlichas v'ksivas aget? Do you need shlichas? Or don't you need shlichas v'ksivas aget? If we say that the ksivas aget is the haschalas agerishin, it ain't on the megarish eshes chaveru. So the one who's writing the get is doing the haschalas agerishin. So the husband has to appoint him as a shliach. So how can you say a cherish ha'at v'katan is good? They cannot serve as a shaliach. A cherish ha'at v'katan cannot serve as a shaliach. Yeah. V'im taim ha'kat yala b'nei shliach is ninu. Ma'im ha'ani god la'im ra'al gabov. That's Tosfos assumes with the pashut that the sefer writes the get has to be a shliach of the Baal. So they say the Yeshlam Yilad being a shliach is b'ksiva. Who says you need shlichas? That's a major machlokes of Rishonim later in the Masechta. But the ksivas haget is should really be done by the husband. The kasev of sefer kisev is v'nasam b'yoda. So the kasev means the husband has to write it. Like v'nasam b'yoda means either the husband gives the get or the shliach of the Baal gives the get. So the kasev either means the husband does the ksiva, because the ksiva is the haschalas agerishin, in and of garish eshes chadeiro, or the shliach habal does the ksiva, which is the haschalas agerishin. Or should I say no? The kasa means a get should be written upon the request of the husband. You need tziva habal. That's why we call it tziva. We coined a new term. Never appears in the mar tziva habal. Tziva habal is a new term that sounds like it's not shlichas. We want to avoid declaring that it's shlichas. We don't want to take a stand. And the machlekes of Rishonim. So in the yeshivas, they coined the term tzivoy habal. Maybe it needs shlichas. Maybe it doesn't need shlichas. That's what Tosfos says. Yeshlama delabin shlichas b'ksiva. You only need shlichas for the nesinas aget. The ksiva doesn't need. It says the kosav. So I say no. The kosav when it says the kosav l'asayim kids. Lama bal koy ala sefer. Aget should be written. Aye, but it says b'fer hodi aminu l'kama tzach shiyam l'sefer ksev l'edim chaseimul. Lamisham shlichas doesn't mean the husband should appoint the sefer as a shaliach to write the get? No. Al mishum, if there's no tzibi habal, then it's not considered lishmo. Elachashiv stama upasul, because the Gemara says in the first daf in Zvachim, we just had it yesterday, that stama lishmon by korbanos, but stama stamish is not a medes legerishim. So if the get will that be written clearly, explicitly lishmo, we will assume that stama is lav lishmo. So that's what they say. Whenever the sefer writes a get for a couple, if he's lacking tzivi habal, that's considered like stama, and stama is lav lishmo. Upasol the isha lav the stami isha lav the gerishin kaim kavina beis vachem beis and beis. I but from the gemara lekama daf chavdalad, it would appear that you do need that the tzivis haget should really be done by the baal. That's what it says. The mishnah lists up different kinds of a get shalav lishmo. The first it has the sofer are practicing. There's a school for where they teach safras. So the first week they practice writing a get. So they wrote a get just as practice. They didn't plan to use it for anybody. So that's no good. It wasn't even written l'shem gerishin at all. So that's going to be the beginning of the next parak. Then the Mishnah has another case. A man wrote a get to divorce his wife, and he threw it out in the garbage, and a different person from the same city wants to use it. So that's not good. Even though it's written l'shem gerishin, it was written for a different couple. Then the Mishnah has a further chiddush. A man wrote a get to his wife, and he decides to divorce the other wife. Both wives have the same name. So he wrote a get for wife number one, he wants to divorce the second wife. So it says it's also called Shalav Lishma. He has to have in mind this specific gerishin. Then the Mishnah has Yasser Al-Kain, a fourth case, a bigger chiddush. Each one is a bigger chiddush on top of the other one. The man from the outset isn't sure which wife he's going to divorce. He's married to two wives that have the same name. And he tells the sefer, write the get, or the husband himself writes the get, and he makes up his mind he's going to divorce either A or B, didn't decide yet which one. So that's also no good. That's also called, because Ein Breire, so that's also called Ksiva Shalav Lishma. So the Gemara said the second case is a bigger chiddush than the first case, and the third case is a bigger chiddush than the second case, and so on. So one line in that Gemara, when they're saying why the Mishnah has four bavas, four cases. First case they were writing with Slame, the second case he wrote it for one couple, husband wrote it for his wife, and then a different couple is going to use it. Third case, he wrote for one wife, wants to use it for the other wife, the same couple. So the Gemara has a lashon at one point, you need psukim for all four. Because if you would only have a pasuk for this one, because of Rahmana, because of Havamina Lemuti Hai, I would have thought only this case is no good. Pirish, why is not because of the Gavish Hashishtoi Vinimlach? He wanted to divorce his wife, then he throws it in the garbage, and a different couple is going to use it. So the Gemara says, why is it no good? I would have thought the Lav Yoko Kasavlei. The get wasn't written by the right husband, it was written by the other husband. The get has to be written by the husband. So Taisa says, the get has to be written by the husband. That's the Loshana Gemara. The Lavi who kakasivle. He didn't write the get. So don't you see from the Gemara Beferish, the din requires the get should be written by the husband? Taisa says, no, that's not the way you translate it. It doesn't mean the get wasn't written by the husband. The get wasn't authorized to be written by the husband. He didn't authorize them to write the get. The husband authorizes Sefer to write the get, then a different husband decides to use it. So the get was not written upon the authorization of the other husband. That's what's no good. But not that you really, the Lashon of the Gemara throws you off a little bit. It sounds as if the Laviyu Kokosivle, so Taisa says, don't translate the Gemara literally. It wasn't written with the Tzivi Habal. The Gemara and Afchaf also says like that. One of the Amorai made the startling statement. I have an issue. I can pass all the git in the world. What's the problem? My timer. Well, what's the issue? So they quote in the Gemara. The wife pays the sefer to do the writing of the get. So the simple reading of the Gemara is the husband has to write the get, and the husband didn't write the get. The Torah says the husband has to write the get, and here the wife writes the get. Not that the wife writes the get, the wife pays the sefer, they write the get. So you see from the Gemara, the kosav, the husband has to write the get. So the Torah says, no, that's not what it means. The husband has to authorize the writing of the get. Whoever pays, there's a din as chiras poilim. Whoever pays the money to the worker, so the pool is done on his behalf, or her behalf. See here, if the woman pays the sefer, that's the question, whether the Amorai made a takana that the woman should always pay the sefer, or the Amorai made a takana if the woman pays the sefer, it's also good. The practice is that we insist the woman should always pay for the get. So that's the Gemara's kasha. If the woman pays for the get, So they find the husband authorized the sefer to write. But who's paying him? Whoever pays, it's considered nehil chaschiras b'ayim, as if tabula is done for that person. So the tzivoy of the baal is not helpful. It's the wife is giving the instruction. That's what the kasha was. Awesome, Tosha says, kasha was not from the word v'kosav, even though that's the Gemara's lashon, e lema. If you should say the reason why he said yichilna l'nifsla and l'kula gita yalma, e lema, if you say mishum nechsi v'kosav, and he doesn't do the writing, no, it doesn't mean v'kosav, he doesn't have to do the writing. Hasam avinasan samech, the binish yichta b'tzivoyoy, mean you need tzivoyabal, that's it. So if she's paying for the cipher, so it's not called tzivoyabal. So the Gemara answers, there are mafke the moment, hefke vez nefke, so it's not considered as if she's paying. Right. So that's really two opinions in Rishonim. So the question is, according to those in Rishonim hold that Ksivas Aget does need Shlichas Abal, so how can you have a Cherishoy to the cotton? So Tais is going to get back to it later. So far, they pushed it off. They said, is that right that you don't need Shlichas? So now they're bugging, they're asking a different issue. But the Mishnah says later, HaKol Shem L'Havi Yis Aget, Chutz mecherishot v'katn v'sumah v'avikachavim. What's wrong with a cherishot v'katn for the habuas aget, for the nesinus aget? For the haba means to serve as the shlich lo'alachas aget. What's wrong? The answer is, as the Gemara says, a nochri or an ebekneini. A nochri cannot serve as shlich for any case. Matan minayim b'isav shlachach minayim b'isav. A goy cannot serve. But let's say an Eved Kenani can serve as a shliach for a Jew, but an Eved Kenani cannot serve as a shliach for Nesinus HaGet. That's how the Gemara says, on the top of Kav Gimel on the base, the top line. Amar Abasi, Amar Rabbi Yechon, Eino Eved Nasa Shliach L'Kabel Get L'Isha Niyad Bailech V'Sheina B'Torah's Kiddushin. Eino B'Torah's Gitni Kiddushin. In order to serve as a shliach L'Kabbalah at least, and most of the Rishonim assume does make a difference, shliach L'Kabbalah, shliach L'Ilocha, the Rimi Gash held the Chiddush. The Gemara only goes on shliach L'Kabbalah. And all the Rishonim rejected it. It doesn't make a difference. Shlich la'halacha, shlich la'kabbalah, and Nebuchadnezzar is no good because Nebuchadnezzar doesn't have any issues at all. Ein b'tor is gittin kiddushin. A goy is also ein b'tor is gittin kiddushin, but a goy is no good for shlichas anywhere. But even Nebuchadnezzar, which normally Nebuchadnezzar can serve as a shliach, but for a get not because he have to be b'tor is gittin kiddushin. So that's Tosfos kasha the cherishot v'katan. A ein b'tor is gittin kiddushin. So how can they write? The Gemara only says whoever is Eina B'Torah's Gitmi Kiddushin cannot serve as a shliach. So Tosfos is assuming in their kasha, just like it cannot serve as a shliach, lo hilachas aget or lekabolas aget, you should probably not be able to serve as the sofer either, if you're Eina B'Torah's Gitmi Kiddushin. So that's what Tosfos says. No, who says that there's an equation? Eina B'Torah's cannot serve as a shliach. Let's see, that's their kasha. Im Toimar. What are we up to? Well, Abnei Krisus Ninhu. It should be the same as an Eviknani. He said, Yeshlem the Hashivi. He said, the first answer is, Cheir Shaita Vikotn Abnei Krisus. Hashivi Bnei Krisus, all the Higdila Kotn, and Yishtafa Hashaita Hoya Bnei Krisus. Is Asi Lechlal Shlichas. Asi lechlal krisis. An Eved Knaini has to undergo shichrur. Zemuchusa tikkun. An Nachri is la ein b'toris git mikedushin. If it'll be in his gair, it'll be a new story. But here, the cherish can, the retarded person may heal on his own, or the cotton is going to grow up on his own, or become a gadol, or the shaita may become normal, has a bug in his head, so maybe the bug will go out of his head, or become normal. So you can't say that a cherish out of the cotton is a lab bar krisis. So yesh no meter is gitmi kedushin. That's the one answer.
Even though Tosha said in Yud Gimel on the base that an akum and an ebed are not considered in a ba'ilam.
Tosha said there are two kinds of davar shelabal yoilam. Yeah, right. One is where the thing is mamish not here, peris dekel didn't grow yet, and another one is the thing is ba'ilam, but it's alpidin.
Right,
you're
so
not a ba'ilam.
There is being mashva akum and ebed to a cotton. Mashenkin, people who aren't Katanim who aren't born yet. Maybe you should say over here also that since a Katan is going to become a Bar Mitzvah, he's going to be Nizgadol, so you can say also an Akum Ever.
No, but the Katan is going to become a Mela, a Gadol. And the cheresh of the shaita may become nishtafra memela. But the akum the yevet have to undergo geiris, you have to have shichris, mechus l'tikla. So Tosfos assumes that's called ein b'taris getting mikidush. So in the kasha they thought that ein b'taris is not only a chisorim by shliach l'alocha saget, gemar says shliach l'kabola saget. Most of the Rishonim said lab davke against the rimagav shliach l'alocha shliach l'kabola. So in the kasha Tosfos thought whoever's ein b'taris is not only not acceptable as a shliach, he's not acceptable as a sefer either. He can't write lishmo. That's how they wrote on testament base. They gave four reasons, the top Tosfos on testament base. So the Rebbe gave four reasons why Chosmei Makom is not acceptable. So one of the reasons was Ein B'Torah is getting Kiddush. So here they also assumed whoever's Ein B'Torah can't do Ksiva. So they say no, there is no such thing. Ein B'Torah just can't serve as a Shliach. But he can do the Ksiva and he can do the Chasima. Then they're going to back out. Okay, we'll have to continue next week. So what's the story? Tomorrow we should do Parshas HaShavua a little bit. And then Sunday, what do we make up? 10:30 is going to be Bechina. I'm going to try to make some people who are going out of town for a wedding, so I'll try to have a Bechina ready for tomorrow. And then Sunday, 11:30, we'll pick up in the middle of the sentence where we left off. Okay? Yeah.